Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tentacle Orgasm Torture. This file is dangerous. You won't know exactly what you're getting into, but by the end of it, your mind will be broken. By pleasure, by teasing, by leaving you hanging in a state where you can't do anything but feel. So many sensations that will ravage your body over and over again. Maybe it'll teach you not to meddle in the affairs of dark sorcerers. You don't always know what you're getting into, but I think part of you knew. Losing yourself in a simple situation where you would be caught. The question is, of course, if that's something you wanted or not. Imagine a dark figure, almost as if they are surrounded by smoke. Some energy that almost seems to drain light away from them. A perpetual shadow, a dark aura that surrounds the presence of the one that noticed you. We could discuss names, titles, even myths. Then again, nothing about this person is entirely sure, is it? The more you try to imagine it, the more vague it becomes, like a silhouette that refuses to be noticed, a shadow in the corner of your eye, a dark cloud that knows exactly what it's doing. Noticing it, noticing you, makes you more aware of the silence that surrounds it. As if animals, even people, know that something is happening and they'd rather be somewhere else. Same for you. Really, deep inside there's a part of you that I'm sure would tell you to flee if you could, but your body isn't listening. Your mind isn't properly listening. While you are aware of this person, this one that seems to be getting closer and closer, who has caught you. Are you in their domain? Did you go where you shouldn't? Have you done something that attracted the attention? Or were you simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you were just randomly chosen to be caught. When you look around, you notice a similar darkness around your body. First vague, but slowly shaping to be more and more tentacle-like. Strange, moving smoke, dark shadows in the shape of a creature that's holding you. Everywhere around your body, they are tightening their grip. And then, with a snap of the one's fingers, they begin to move to different places, slowly sneaking underneath the fabric still covering you, almost ignoring it as if it's irrelevant to what's about to happen. They are beginning to stimulate you. Tentacles wrapped around your chest, finding your nipples, finding ways to twist around them to stimulate, wrap, pinch, roll, rhythmically finding ways to slowly drive you crazier. There's a strange warmth, a tingly sensation wherever they touch, as if not only are they able to touch you, they're able to stimulate the nerves underneath your skin. And it doesn't take long before your whole chest feels like it's tingling with waves of pleasure that are growing with every breath, every second. You're barely aware of how the tentacles are lifting you up, holding you about half your height off the ground. You're free to squirm as much as you want. A tentacle wrapped around your chest, your arms, another one, your waist, your legs, pulling them open and spreading every part of you more. The same darkness slithers and slides, squirms and worms its way underneath whatever fabric is still hanging or clinging to your body. It slowly finds ways to make you melt even more. Even though you are incredibly distracted, part of you notices that one watching you as their tentacles are slowly penetrating your defenses and finding ways to stimulate your body even more, to make pleasure permeate your every breath, and to grow desire beyond what you can take. The purpose is to break your mind. If you were not willing to serve before this started, you certainly will be by the end. The tentacles around your chest continue to tease your nipples the way they know best, and between your legs they're starting to spiral into control. Twisting pressure, swirling, teasing over your body and mind as tips of tentacles find their way in those sensitive spots of your body that respond so well to a fingertip or a tongue. They just keep flicking over and over, teasing those wonderful waves of pleasure into your body. And part of you knows that this will continue until you have completely and utterly broken. You hear another snap, and there's a strange sensation in your body, a strange permissive feeling. Somehow you know deep inside that any and all orgasms that rise up will find a release, as if you've been permitted to come over and over again as long as the tentacles tease you, as much as you can take, and then some more. They begin to slide inside, filling sensitive holes with thick, teasing, smoky tentacles. Other thinner tentacles wind themselves around certain places of your body and begin to pull. They rhythmically massage the outside while others continue to thrust and stimulate you inside. Anywhere you can feel pleasure is forced to feel pleasure, and those waves are growing higher and higher, and any time that there is a little peak, you can naturally release with an orgasm, letting yourself go into those sensations, flowing deeper and deeper with every wave that pulls you in. And the more you go up, the deeper you go down, the more intense it becomes, the more it breaks your mind into delicious little pieces. You can feel that the one is no longer watching you. You're simply left there hanging in those dark tentacles. Sometimes when your eyes are barely able to focus in between the waves of etching and orgasm that you're forced to endure, they almost look tangible and they feel real enough. Like dark, shimmering things wrapped around your body, teasing your nipples, thrusting and pulling down between your legs, moving along your arms and legs in a way that seems to make it erotic and pleasurable with every breath. And it just keeps going, keeps forcing you through these waves of pleasure, deeper and deeper waves of ever-increasing orgasms, and when one has just passed, another may already begin before you realize it. And by the time your eyes mindlessly roll back in pleasure, they just intensify their torturous teasing, their deep, relentless, right? grabbing, thrusting, teasing, pulling. And they keep moving, sometimes faster, sometimes slower, as if they're following an ever-increasing wave of stimulation, up and down, every time you release, every time you come, they just slow down a bit. Just enough to let your body recover a tiny, tiny bit and avoid being overstimulated. As soon as that happens, they continue again, pushing you to another inevitable edge until there is nothing left and your mind is just slowly being broken off in pieces, breaking into pleasure. And you can't do anything about it. They are so much stronger than you, so much more powerful than you. And you don't even know why you're here anymore. You're just being wrapped in tiring, yet tireless, teasing. Wave after wave builds up, deeper and deeper, faster and faster, and they're not even watching you anymore. They just left you here to hang in pleasure, orgasm after orgasm, teasing you. Like, it doesn't even matter how long it takes. All that matters is that your mind is slowly falling further and further until there is nothing left. Each release, each orgasm, each time you come, just another drop in the bucket. And the sensations of the tentacles around you keep going, keep getting tighter and more pleasurable, thicker and fuller inside, more adept at pulling you further into this spiral of pleasure. At some point, I suppose you just pass out into nothingness. When your body is incapable of handling more and you're just willing to do whatever. It is one of the most fun ways to be made to serve, isn't it? The person, the silhouette, the one that's caught you, returns when it's all quiet. You'd do anything right now, wouldn't you? Even in the darkness, with your eyes closed, you can almost hear a smile. Excellent. Time to see what's possible with you. Drop. Everything goes black, dark, blank, blissful. Your body's sinking down even more, unaware of having been lowered there's something more that happens, something that sinks deep inside your mind. I wonder how much you secretly enjoyed this process. We'll see if you end up back there again in the future. For now, you've done well, and I am sure that you will serve very well. And in a moment, when it's time to count up, I'm sure that it was all a dream. A pleasurable, confusing dream. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. You were warned, but I guess you just feel good and tired now. So have fun. And remember how good it felt. But be careful you do not get caught again.